You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We welcome you in to the Red and Blue Crew podcast. I'm Brad Logan. He's David Johnson. And today, two big softball commits from Coach Jamie Traxel. And we'll also take a look at that Ole Miss defense and the Ole Miss baseball team. Grabbed a commit, someone you might be very familiar with if you follow the Rebels this season. Today's show, of course, is brought to you by our friends at the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark. We appreciate Jared and the entire Foster crew for taking care of David, taking care of me, and being our title and presenting sponsor here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Also grateful for our friends at the Hearn Law Firm. You'll hear more from both those great businesses here in just a moment. David, big day for Jamie Traxel yesterday as Fresno State transfer Kennedy Bunker, along with Nova Southeastern transfer outfielder Cassidy Patterson, committed to play for the Rebels.
Yeah, Jamie's going about it pretty much the same way she did last year in the offseason when most of us were not paying very much attention to the young lady she was bringing into the program through the portal. This year it's different, obviously, because, I mean, she pushed the envelope and she broke through to the other side, going to the College World Series and finishing ranked number 7 in the nation. People are naturally going to pay attention to what Jamie Traxel and Aaron Earlywine and Bobby Buchanan and Nancy Evans are doing in the transfer portal right now. And, you know, I know I certainly am. And you see what Bobby Buchanan, Aaron Earlywine can do when a young lady comes in to study hitting under them. And, you know, Nancy Evans, there's no secret there. She's one of the best pitching coaches in America. And, you know, with all that combined, I think that makes Jamie Traxel one of the best softball coaches in America, because Jamie did all of these moves last year. Again, while mostly nobody was watching, mostly nobody cared, not even her peers who picked the Rebels 14th in the 15-team SEC softball preseason poll. And, you know, she put the world on notice. And, you know, I'm the most shocked. I've said time and time again, you know, I went out there to a practice and I got one-on-one with Jamie, and I apologized for how critical I was at the end of last year when she was losing players to the portal and assistant coaches were leaving. And all Jamie did was put her head down and went to work, showed a bulldog mentality. Maybe I shouldn't use bulldog, but you know what I'm saying? A sled dog mentality. And honestly, Brad, it was nothing but assholes and elbows. Excuse my French. But, you know, the other coaches she brought in believed in her. And let me say this, too. That staff gelled together better than fruit Jell-O, which I've been eating a lot of lately. But they came together so smoothly. And they're all together out in Colorado right now at the big, a big softball tournament out in Colorado, looking for the next wave of young talent. So, man, you just can't listen. You hire a coach hoping they'll catch lightning in a bottle. Jamie caught it this year. And I think she's got a cap on that bottle. I'm not hearing anything about her pursuing other job opportunities. I'm not really hearing anything about her assistant coaches pursuing other job opportunities. It looks as if, you know, right now this staff is going to be together at least for another season here in Oxford. And I'm excited about Ole Miss softball. And you bring up Kennedy Tucker and Cassidy Patterson, the latest additions. I think two out of five that Jamie has added. I don't think she's done. She's putting together another contender in the SEC.
And you look at the Fresno State transfer, Bunker. Finished the season, team high 364 batting average, 519 slugging percentage, and had a 406 on-base percentage. And then, of course, you look at the Nova Southeastern transfer outfielder, Cassidy Patterson. She is from a native of Tarpon Springs, Florida, and batted 368 after having 53 hits and 144 at-bats. So you get two really good bats. And as you just mentioned a moment ago, you don't think that that the Rebels are done.
No, I don't. And for those of you who don't know, Nova Southeastern, that's a university down in Florida. It's not anything Elon Musk has started on Mars or anything like that. I actually had to look that up yesterday. Where is Nova Southeastern? But down in Florida. And you know, so not on Mars. We know that.
I know we don't have a crystal ball, David, but what do you think Ole Miss, or where do you think Ole Miss stands right now in regards to its current roster? Or anybody you think might get in the portal, just pure speculation right now off the current roster?
Are you talking about softball or football?
Yeah, softball.
No, I don't believe so. I think that wave is gone. Obviously, the biggest departure is that of Miley Wachino, the freshman All-American pitcher. The rest of those young ladies all played a reserve role on this year's team. And look, not to say they're not going to develop into some fantastic players, but, you know, their time had not yet come. Obviously, most of them ran out of patience, and it happens. You know, but they're going to big-time programs like Arizona, South Carolina. One's going to Auburn. And, you know, best of luck to them in the future. They know exactly what they're leaving behind right now. And while I don't really blame the young ladies who left after the 24 season, because from the outside looking in, the program was in a mess. I'm not sure I wouldn't have left as well. But these young ladies this year, they know this is a top 10 national program. It's proven it's capable of getting to Oklahoma City. And, you know, if your patience has run out, so be it. And we've talked a little bit about Wachino, who certainly got off to a hot start, but she cooled during SEC play. And, you know, unless she was going to come in and develop a new pitch or a new pitch philosophy, I don't think she would have been that effective next season. So, you know, what's the old saying? There's no use in crying over spilt milk. No use in crying over this. You know, Jamie and her staff, they obviously know what they're doing. She has the credentials to prove it. She's not only taken Ole Miss to the College World Series, she took Minnesota to the College World Series. So she's taken two different programs to the Women's College World Series. And, it's hard to argue against that, and I'm not going to do it. I'm very much an advocate for what Jamie Traxel is doing with this Ole Miss program.
It's a very bright future, and you look at the facilities that she and the team have to play in now, a very veteran coaching staff, and now I think the sky's the limit. You've kind of broken through, to use a Coach Yo slogan, a glass ceiling of getting to Omaha if you're baseball, but of course getting to Oklahoma City if you're softball, and both those programs have been able to do that. Speaking of baseball, Ole Miss got a big commitment, and for Ole Miss fans that follow the team this year, you're very familiar with Dom Decker out of Murray State. Decker got in the portal last Monday, took his official visit to Ole Miss, and anybody that remembers, 5 of 17, 2 RBI in the Oxford Regional. As we know, Murray State would advance out of the Oxford Regional. He hit 3 base hits and 5 at-bats in the regional championship, and that's the first regional championship Murray State's had in 86 seasons, according to our friend Ben Garrett of the Ole Miss Spirit. Added 3 RBI and 3 runs, and they would, of course, reach the College World Series. So, Mike Bianco looking for a middle infielder. David, it appears that he found him, and Dom Decker.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know all the inside work that Coach B and his staff did in getting Decker to come here, but Ole Miss fans should really give themselves a pat on the back, because Decker played here. And even though he was in blue and gold of Murray State, he was able to soak in the environment at Swayze. And I think that had a big thing to do with him picking Ole Miss to be the school that he wanted to finish his college career at. And Murray State, really outside of Ole Miss softball, was the biggest postseason Cinderella story in the nation this year with baseball. That they proved you can go to Oxford and win a regional. You can go to Duke and win a super regional. And make it to Omaha as a mid-major school. And I think that's good for college athletics right now. At a time where in football, everybody feels written off if you're not in one of the Power Four conferences. You can still do it in other sports. And I think that's very important with what they did this year. And Dom Decker was a big part of that.
Yeah, we'll have to see what the middle infield looks like now. And the good news for Ole Miss is, you know, Braden Randall came on and played well. Owen Pano played well in the latter part of the year. And now you've got Dom Decker to possibly work at second base. What do you do with Judd Utermark, Will Furness, and just some good options for Coach Mike Bianco. And Coach Clement, who posted yesterday before Dom Decker committed. So big news for Ole Miss baseball, and we'll continue to follow everything that happens on the diamond as the transfer portal continues to evolve. Before we get out of here today, David, I want to talk just a little bit about the Ole Miss defense. And we kind of broke down the Ole Miss offense for the upcoming football season. And obviously the defense is the question mark. And, you know, we've talked about the defensive front, how important it was, and so many of those faces will be in the NFL with Walter Nolan continuing to receive a lot of praise. Then you've got the likes of J.J. Ivey, J.J. Pegues, Princely, Yaman Mielen, who's now off to the NFL. I think the defensive front, obviously the linebacking core with Poupon going to the NFL, and then the uncertainty of the defensive backfield. Without question, the defense this year for Ole Miss is going to be a lot of questions heading into fall camp.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, color me, I guess, amongst the doubters, just because you lost all of this talent in one wave to the NFL. And you mentioned some of their names, Jared Ivey, J.J. Pegues, Walter Nolan, Princely Amamiellon, Pooh Paul, Trey Amos. All those guys are draft picks. And some of them sign free agent deals. When you lose that much talent in one wave, it's hard to replace. Schools like Alabama and Georgia have been able to do it. You know, the question is, can Ole Miss do it? I'm kind of like you. I don't have nearly the amount of worries offensively. Most of those are contained to how that O-line comes together. But on defense, I don't see how they can have as good of a year in 25 as they did in 24, especially when you consider the loss of those very talented players up front. I'm not saying it's impossible. I think they had a really good year in the portal again in terms of recruiting defensive linemen. And there are some linebackers on this squad that they're ready to go. And, you know, one of them's name is Suntarian Perkins, one of the best football players in America. So I'm not going to totally discount the fact that they've rebuilt this defense to an extent, but Brad Sean is believing. Offensively, look, I got all the faith in the world in Austin Simmons. I think we're going to see the Austin Simmons that led the Rebels to the critical touchdown drive against Georgia when the game was still very much in jeopardy. Wide receiving core, I think they rebuilt it. Tight ends are better, particularly with Luke Haas joining the fray. I think the running backs are going to be better. I think the running backs are going to be handled better than what they were last year. Let me say that. I mean, this is a team that overall, if that defense is anywhere near being replaced, ought to be an exciting follow and a team that at the end is going to be in contention to finally break through to the college football playoffs. And, you know, by God, if softball can do it, football can too. Baseball has proven it can. Both basketball teams are on the verge of bigger and greener pastures. There's no reason to think that this football team can't get there as well.
Defensive line, David, that's, you know, we talked about that being the biggest question mark for this Ole Miss team. But you look at Ole Miss went to the portal and got Deshaun Womack, the junior transfer, along with Princewell, Amamiellon. You pair them up with Cam Franklin, Will Echols, two guys that have been in Ole Miss uniforms for a couple of years now, Xavier Harris and Jamarius Brown. Those names don't jump off the page quite like last year's names, but I think that's a pretty good defensive front on paper right now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And I'm glad you brought up the two young guys. Will Eccles and Cam Franklin. I run into Cam Franklin and Kroger a couple of months ago. Dude looks like an NFL player right now. He's been working hard. Physically, on the hoof, looks great. Will Eccles, nothing but a workhorse. And, and I don't mind saying this. We discovered Will Eccles at one of our Southern Elite Combine events. And lo and behold, he was going through as an offensive lineman, Brad, back going into his 10th grade year. And we didn't get to see him play defense. And really nobody did until he got that defensive film out towards the end of his senior year at Houston High. And, I just can't wait to see him out there full product, because nobody could block him in high school. And, Franklin in a lot of ways was the same way, but Cam Franklin has, his body has changed. I mean, he looks like a get off the plane first NFL type player right now. And I know looks aren't everything, but, we know there's some talent behind them. And we also know they're getting tutored by, in my opinion, one of the best D-line coaches in America, in Randall Joyner. And I think a key, not the only key, but a key to that defensive front is Cam Franklin and Will Eccles.
And looking at linebacker real quick, you talked about Suntarian Perkins. He's definitely could be a component there, along with T.J. Dottery, the junior transfer. After that, it's going to have to be some guys that step up. I mean, Andrew Jones, a graduate transfer, had a lot of pomp and circumstance. Ty Chambers, a senior transfer. Questions, unknowns. That's just kind of where things are at linebacker.
Yeah, and a lot of unknowns in the secondary as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Pete's just gotta coach him up, put the best guy in the best spot, and roll the dice, and let's see what happens. Interestingly enough, you really don't have that month of preseason to get ready. And I'm not looking at a schedule, but Kentucky and Arkansas come around relatively early.
Yeah.
And we saw that what Mark Stoops and Kentucky can do with a good game plan last year. So, you don't take either one of those for granted at all.
Yeah, very much. You talked about the secondary. It could have senior transfer Sage Ryan, Jalen Braxton, the junior transfer out of Arkansas, and then Kapina Gashikin, the senior transfer. And then you've got other players that have been on campus, T.J. Banks, Anthony Robinson, Andy Jaffe, Cedric Beaver. So a lot of work to do in that secondary, and quite frankly, a lot of work to do in that defense. But who better than Pete Golding? You've had a chance to see on social channels, Pete Golding joined Ole Miss head coach, men's basketball coach Chris Beard for his fireside chat. Very informative, and I encourage all of you to take a look at that. Before we get out of here, David, I just want to say we wish you all the best, and I know there's been a couple of developments, and I know you have some plans moving forward, and we're excited to see where those plans take you. But the podcast will roll on while things are happening, but want to give you an opportunity to talk about your upcoming plans.
Well, yeah, and first of all, I want to talk about one of our sponsors, the Velvet Ditch, who, lo and behold, this nice young lady knocks on my door about 5:30 Saturday afternoon, and she says, I've got an order here, compliments of Jared and Lance at the Velvet Ditch. And Brad, it was like, I don't know how many pounds of shrimp, but I've still got it in my fridge. I still have crab legs in my fridge. I still have lobster tail in my fridge. I've got some great corn on the cob, boiled eggs, you name it. They brought over like 7 or 8 trays worth of food for me on Saturday night. And Lance did text me earlier in the day. He wanted to know if I was eating solid food yet. And I had started eating solid food the day before, and I didn't have any issues with it. No issues with this either. Best seafood in Mississippi, let me tell you. And I really appreciate Jared and Lance and their thinking about me, you know, during this time. But moving ahead, you know, I have, it has been discovered that the cancer has moved into my lymph nodes. You know, that's always a concern. So during the month of July, we're going to take a couple days and we're going to go out to the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. And it's more or less for a second opinion, a different type of recovery platform. You know, we're still keeping all our doctors here in Oxford. We're going through the process with Dr. Allen, the oncologist here in Oxford. You know, this is kind of like the Super Bowl. You know, you got to win it or lose it one way or the other. We're going to do everything we can to win it. So we just feel like that's the smartest choice right now after talking to my wife, my children. And so that's the latest of everything happening right now.
Well, you have a team of people, including the Logan family and so many others, that have been keeping you in their prayers over the last couple of weeks, and look forward to you continuing to fight this and beat this. And we will all be here for you. And we're so grateful that we have the opportunity to visit with all of you here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Real life happens.
Amen.
And so many of us have trials and tribulations, and yours just happens to be front and center, and yours is just happens to be exactly what we're all praying for.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I was talking with somebody the other day, and we were talking about a lady that, very sweet lady. She's like 70 years old, but in the last year, she's lost a husband, a daughter, a nephew, and a niece. And, you know, no matter how bad my situation might sound, it's not nearly as bad as others. And, you know, here I am, I'm up, I'm doing a podcast at, you know, 7 a.m. on a Monday morning. And, you know, I'm not in a lot of pain. And really, I mean, they found one lymph node infected out of 21 that they biopsied, which is pretty good news. So, you know, you got a survivability rate of 5 years, I think it's 76%. So, you know, that's a pretty good rate right there. So, you know, we're taking every day as it comes. And, you know, our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, that can't be shaken. And his will be done. So.
Amen. Well, thank you, David, for sharing with us. You'll continue to be in our prayers moving forward. Traveling grace for when you head out to Texas, but we'll keep everyone abreast of everything Ole Miss right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Thankful for our sponsors, the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark. Thank you for what you did for David, Lance, and Jared. That was very kind of you. Also want to say a special thank you to the Hearn Law Firm for being a proud sponsor here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. For David Johnson, I'm Brad Logan. We'll talk to you soon right here on this channel, Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Howdy, toddy, everybody.
C Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.